Florida's Lee County votes to remove fluoride from water supply. By Hannah Knudsen on February 5, 2025. Officials in Florida's Lee County voted unanimously to remove fluoride from the water supply following calls from Florida Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo to remove it across the state. Ladapo was present at the meeting on the removal of fluoride, contending that it is insane to continue to support this, referring to fluoride in the water supply. And you know who suffers the most? Well, so far, it's children and pregnant women. Those are the most sensitive populations. That's where the strongest data are, he said. The decision was unanimous. Obviously, we're going to obviously provide fluoride for people if they need it. But there will be ways for them to get it, Lee County Board of Commissioners Vice Chairman Cecil Pendergrass said. But the county should not be putting that in the system for people, Pendergrass added. Lee County follows in the steps of a few other areas in Florida, including the city of Winter Haven, which voted on the matter in November, citing, in part, concerns raised by Health and Human Services Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Kennedy in November promised that the Trump White House would move on this matter and advise all U.S. water systems to remove fluoride from public water. Fluoride is an industrial waste associated with arthritis, bone fractures, bone cancer, IQ loss, neurodevelopmental disorders, and thyroid disease, he continued. The following month, Ladapo called on cities across Florida to ditch fluoride in the water supply, explaining that there are other ways to strengthen teeth without consuming the neurotoxin fluoride. Due to the neuropsychiatric risk associated with fluoride exposure, particularly in pregnant women and children, and the wide availability of alternative sources of fluoride for dental health, the state surgeon general recommends against community water fluoridation, the guidance states in part. Kennedy, who passed through committee this week, has continued to warn against the dangers of consuming fluoride. One of the findings was that at this level, fluoride is almost certainly causing loss of IQ in our children as well as arthritis, bone breakage, thyroid problems, bone cancer and a number of other diseases, he warned.